good afternoon.
This is the Disaster Recovery Hour. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
I guess I was speaking a little too quickly. We all good, Nico? Roger that? Okay. Hey, good afternoon. It's a Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. Every Tuesday between 1 and 2 p.m. here at WVNJ 1160 The Voice. The kids are off from school. It's the holiday season. I want to say Happy Hanukkah to all my friends and Merry Christmas to all my fans and friends and family and such. It's been, for me personally, it's been a good holiday season, but the news has been reporting otherwise. We've had some serious tragedies in our area, starting prior to the actual days of last Tuesday was the first day of Hanukkah, and then into Christmas Eve and Christmas Day itself. You know, we're still reeling the guys over the FDNY with the Brooklyn fire from that brownstone in Crown Heights. I know the guys are on the mend, but again, our hearts and prayers go out to those guys for to getting better and mending their ways and feeling like I said, feeling better. But this holiday season, it's been enormous with the tragedies that are going on. I want to bring it to light only because, you know, it needs to be discussed in a manner of, you know, people helping out and volunteers and these guys putting their lives on the line to save others. People, you know, for example, the guy in Staten Island, off-duty fireman, seeing smoke a block away, and he runs up there and the house is on fire, and he saves some people's lives. But the unfortunate thing is, you know, what's hit the news, and it's a tragedy up there in Stamford, Connecticut. A family of five have perished in a fire in a beautiful home that was being worked on. I don't talk about the particulars as much as the holiday season is supposed to be a joyous occasion, and unfortunately for this family, and I can't even begin to tell you how people feel of that. Again, it's not part of what the show is about. It's really about preparedness and trying to help out after the incident occurs. But for me personally, and for others who do what I do, and also the volunteers, and my stand-in substitute producer today, Nico, got his accreditations, if you will, from being an EMT. All right, that's congratulations on that. Volunteerism is a huge part of our community, and it's been more prevalent in the post 9/11 era. More people are volunteering. You saw that in the services after that happened. A lot of people signed up to join the armed services, and Shelley Johnson, who I've had on a couple of weeks ago, she's going to be coming on sometime in January to discuss the CERT program and how people can get involved with that. That's going to be a good program. We'll roll on to some other things that fortunately that we here in Bergen County, we had a couple of fires this past week, and fortunately one person, it was a Christmas fire, an elderly man out there in Dumont. I don't know if what's happening here.
Speak up.
Speak up. Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was the mic, but it's you. Oh, really? It's me. It's not. So it's my fault. An elderly man died in Dumont, and the fire was contained to the apartment itself. That's an unfortunate thing, and the investigation ruled out arson. Again, just trying to bring things up to light about these tragedies, and nothing can be taken for granted. We also had a fire that's happening down in Elizabeth. Should be put out today. It started last Wednesday. It's a factory fire, and that's under investigation. But thank God nobody was hurt with there. But you know what? People are out of work. So when people are out of work, that's a tragedy in itself. You know, that's one of the things about the ACP with and you guys know what I'm talking about, the Association of Contingency Planning, is that, you know, keeping people in business or keeping people working, you know, a community needs to have their citizens working. And it's a tax base, and it all is being driven by dollars. So with that, it's when a fire like that happens down there in Elizabeth, you know, there's a couple hundred people that are out of work. That affects a family during the holiday season. So it's kind of like an end around collateral damage, if you will. Like to also bring up too, we do have on the website the fund for Fugosi, the scholarship fund. They've exceeded $1 million. That's fantastic for the four girls who continue with their college education and the two that are still in high school. Again, I'd like to bring that to light that there are people out there who still care. Put out a message out to my good friend Lieutenant Steve Linnender from the Hackensack Fire Department, because about 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe a month, maybe a month and change ago, we talked about carbon monoxide. You know, with the changing of the clocks, you're always supposed to change your carbon monoxide, the batteries and the smoke detectors, so on and so forth. So, unfortunately, it always seems the carbon monoxide, there's always an incident with that, and people perish because you don't really. It's, you know, it's odorless, colorless, and, you know, so it's kind of a silent killer, as they say. So these are the things that need to be, I don't know, you put them on your refrigerator for reminders, but an elderly people out there in Jersey, carbon monoxide poisoning, and unfortunately they perish. So it's, you know, it's a never-ending mantra here at the show about constantly talking about things to be prepared for, and, you know, You teach your children to beware of strangers. It's the same mentality, you know. Give an example. You know, a lot of people have, when you buy a home now, you have to have a fire extinguisher, part of the CO, if you will, so the town can let you move into the home. And a lot of people say, okay, they have it, but you know how many people don't know how to use one improperly if they do? So those are the things you should take time out for and check it out and see how it works. I mean, you might still have the tag on it where you can't even pull the pin to use it because you still have the plastic tag on it from when you bought it. So those are the kinds of things that we'd like to talk about here at the show or remind you about at the show. And it just, again, it's constantly pounding the message home about the preparedness end of it. And then if a, you know, tragedy does happen, how can we move past that and learn and also remedy the situation? Also, one other update with the of their Park Ridge. It's another unfortunate. It's a holiday season fire. It seems to be more than I've known in the past, and I'm on the other side of the fires after our first responders, our heroes do what they do best. You know, guys like myself in the restoration business, the emergency service business, they come in and we try to put people's lives back together. But some of these things are beyond repair and they're knockdowns, and unfortunately that's what they did up in Stamford, and also up in this Park Ridge house. Looks like they're going to be bulldozing or raising that home. So and then, so again, it's just, and that was, evidently that was because of cigarette smoke, cigarette ashes and butts and whatnot. So it's a, it can, disasters come in many forms nowadays. So we get the, you know, fire is definitely not our friend along those lines. So let's be careful, and we're going to go to an earlier break than usual. We're going to start talking about the year in review and some of my other weather extremes and, you know, again, get back to the preparedness world. We'll be right back.
If you missed part of today's program or you want to hear the show again, you can do so with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast. Just go to www.drhradio.net, enter your email address, and the show will be delivered to your inbox. Keep you and your family safe by getting information on being prepared with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast, available at drhradio.net. When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need action fast. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP will find the visible and hidden damage caused by a fire or flood. With quick response and correctly applied damage mitigation protocols, ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP can save you valuable time and money and get you back in the game of life. Anytime disaster strikes, quick, focused action is what can save your property. CPP's professional staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To reach Service Master Restoration by CPP anytime, visit them on the web at www.cppems.com. That's cppems.com, cppems.com. Service Master Restoration by CPP, servicing the New York Metro and Tri-State area.
Do you know that there are some emergency shelters that have no emergency backup generators? You can be prepared and have your own emergency generator for your home and business. Hi, I'm Dan O'Brien from Academy Electrical Contractors Incorporated, a full-service electrical contractor servicing the tri-state area since 1981. Our specialty is generators. We give you a complete turnkey installation, service your existing generator, rent you the temporary machine for that planned shutdown or that unexpected power failure. Academy Electrical Contractors can install a generator to protect your family and business from a power grid failure. Power your heating and air conditioning system, keep your refrigerator and freezer running, power your well pump, or power your sump pump. Visit us on the web at academyelectrical.com. That's academyelectrical.com. Or give me a call at 877-SPARKIES. That's 877-772-7597. Academy Electrical Contractors, generating satisfaction 24/7 since 1981.
At 23, Lance Gieselman's back was broken, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down and his left leg amputated.
I enlisted in the United States Army, went to Iraq, 2003.
Lance's tank was completely destroyed when it was hit by an improvised explosive device.
I was an only survivor.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is an independent organization dedicated to ensuring our injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned and need. Paralyzed Veterans Senior National Service Officer Anthony Steele.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to serve our veterans.
The PVA, from the very beginning of my injury, has always been there for me. If I was having problems with the VA, they were always there to step in.
Injured veterans like Lance will continue to need medical care and services for the rest of their lives, and Paralyzed Veterans will be there to help. If you would like to help our veterans, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Welcome back. Disaster Recovery Hour. Hey, there I am. I'm a little louder now, I can tell. WVNJ, 1160 AM, Disaster Recovery Hour. Hey, not to make light of the year of you, because we got crushed from domestically and internationally. I got some crazy, crazy stats that was sent to me by a buddy of mine at the National Weather Service. And I'm just going to... Well, you know what? Let's put that on hold for a second. I wanted to say thanks last week for my guest. That was Sharon Pisco Wolf, and what we talked about was business continuity of business interruption. And I'm going to recap, some of the shows from this past year. I think they're all important. They were all different, but yet still the same theme of preparedness. And then afterwards, what happens if the event happened? How do we move forward? But again, I want to say thanks to Sharon Pisco Wolf. Oh, she had a good holiday. And we talked about business interruption and a lot of businesses, large and small. She runs the full gamut and sizes of businesses that she consults for, Fortune 500s down to the moms and pops. And there is a theme there of not so much not being prepared as much as not asking the right questions to the people that need to be being spoken to, whether they're accountants or they're insurance brokers or even property managers for that matter. I mean, you rent a building and don't own it. Your property manager is supposed to have, or they should have, some form of contingency if the disaster happens, natural or man-made. And, you know, these are the questions you need to ask those people. So, you know, business owners really need to, insurance, people always say insurance, it's boring stuff, the insurance salesman, that old tagline. It's hogwash, because especially nowadays, things are not the way they used to. We're not back in Kansas anymore. This is a different environment. The storms are more and they're also more severe. that we, I mean, more often and more severe. So having a plan in place is key. And that's, you know, Sharon talked about the, again, the business interruption is a monetary thing here. I mean, when you're out of business, you're not, first of all, you have employees, you have suppliers, and you're not generating dollars. So, hence BI, what we call business interruption. So that was a very enlightening program. Some of the things I didn't know, because I do consult when I get onto some of my jobs, try to steer the business owner into the right direction of questions they need to be asking about their future when they renewals or those policies. So, I'm grateful that she was able to take time out just before the holidays. So, that was an informative question, informative program. Before I get into the year review on the program, let's talk about the year review on the weather-wise. And I'm going to set it up with two things here. You know, the La Niña and the El Niño. You know, these are, you know, I didn't even hear about them until about 5 years ago. And we all know about global warming. I'm not going down that path. I have my opinion. The science there supports both ends of it, that it's not happening and it is happening. I'm on the side of the field that said it is happening. So anyway, here's a quick little synopsis of what La Niña. And if someone's out there, drhradio.net, drhradio.net, that is drhradio.net. Go to the comments page, square me away, tell me, Chris, you're out of your mind. That's not what it is. This is what it is. I got no problem with that. You know, it's free country. If I don't like your comments, I'll just gonna delete it anyway. But anyway, so go ahead and comment, and also comments about anything, any of the past shows that are gonna recap, and also about some of this weather, and if you have insurance information. Again, we're trying to, this program today is not lighthearted as much as again, recapping. I mean, I'm jumping on the recap bandwagon because everyone's going to do it. I mean, I'm not as famous as Brian Williams, who I do enjoy. I think he's a dynamite anchor guy. But, you know, some of the big guys, you know, they do their year in review, and there's also SportsCenter. They do theirs, which is entertaining. But so let's get back to what I was talking about. So La Niña, so this is the definition. Again, this is a quick definition from a buddy of mine. La Niña event is a Pacific Ocean is expected to last well into 2012, and the phenomenon is a cooling of waters in the Central Pacific and has a global impact on weather. Okay, we get that. Forecasters expect it to bring above-average rains to the northern and eastern Australia and more cyclones than normal during the Australia. Now we'll talk about there because Australia got crushed at the beginning of the year. So we're gonna tie that into that later on. The events, La Niña events, also tend to strengthen the Atlantic hurricane season. We have a CSU guy, Colorado State University researcher, expects an above-average hurricane season. A buddy of mine, Bob, likes to hear that, which is unfortunate. He's kind of twisted. If conditions bring warmer weather than usual to tropical water temperatures in the Atlantic. Okay, so we all get that. The El Niño is the warming of surface waters in the eastern and central Pacific, affecting wind patterns that can trigger droughts in Australia and suppress Atlantic hurricanes. And I'm getting we are right over there.
Yep.
So and the common thread this winter will be the La Niña because of the Pacific Ocean, and it's pushing towards our area. So those are, if you got that, it's, again, it's kind of a broad explanation. It's not real deep. My Steve from one of my past guests, we'll talk about them in a few seconds. You know, I'm all over today. I'm not all over the place, but I'm a little over the place because there's a lot of stuff. You know, when you put a year in review into throwing some commercials in 40 minutes, you know what? You can be a little stifling, if you will. But there is, you know, there's Europe gets pounded. Britain, you know, they see they're seeing warmer than normal weather temperatures between January and March. And again, this is by the Weather Service. That's the international one. So these sources, you know, they're reputable sources. I get these emails, and it says, you say, Chris, you might want to consider discussing this or mentioning this. And that's, again, the program is like a PSA. It's, you know, a public service announcement. So we try to get some of this information out there. But, again, I'm going to do some regurgitating today with some of these facts that I've gotten. We've talked about it in the past, and you guys hear it from other news agencies. And you know, we're not really, you know, this show is, it's news, but it's information. And we report on things, and we try to do, it's just not reporting, if you will. So I kind of put myself, you know, when people talk about white collar, blue collar, I mean, I'm like right in the middle. And that's how I look at myself with the program. I'm a guy who's got a day job, who I love my business, I love my job, and it's very gratifying to help people out when they have these disasters and these tragedies of property and other things that related to property, man-made or not. So I'm lucky that I have the passion for it. And most of my guests have the same type of passion in their preparedness fields. And if they, whether it's they have these special emergency to-go kits, or they're talking about insurance with businesses, keeping them, up and running. You know, most of them are boots on the ground type of people. They have real world experience. They're not academia type of people where they're reading a book and they try to roll it over into a classroom exercise, because that's not real. That's not the real world. You know, not even close. Does it give you some working tools to work it? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But with our extreme weather, I'm going to put this up on the website. Bill's going to put this is a crazy, crazy map of record temperatures, rainfalls, record snowfalls, and flooding and droughts and wildfires. So we had a 100-year-old flood hit the Mississippi in Missouri. And if you remember this past spring, when we did have that flooding in the Mississippi, I had Jerry Giesinger from the Disaster Academy of D.C., who was from the Service Master family, and they're right there on the Mississippi, and Memphis got hit pretty hard. And the disruption that the Mississippi, I mean, it's a main artery. It's just, think about it, the artery that runs through your legs and through your body. I mean, this is a vehicle for production and services of goods and transporting of goods in our country. And when that gets shut down, there's a direct effect. Right, it ripples right across the country. And so that flooding down there was, again, 1 in 500 years. And then you had the drought in Texas, which was, 1 in a century, the drought. And it's still lasting today. And they're predicting the areas that get a lot of rainfall, they're predicting them to get wetter, and the places that do have droughts from time to time are going to get even drier. So there's going to be, we're moving forward. It all ties into dollars, because it becomes property damage, and claims go up, and the cost across the board just goes up, and someone's got to pay the tab on that one. So again, that I repeat myself when I talk about, the company. I mean, the show is not about political and, do I have my opinions? Of course I have my opinions, but, I try to keep it open and broad, and I can be swayed, and with good intel, or comments coming in, I can hear that and respond to those things. But, 2012 is not going to be any less than 2011. 2011, I think we had a total of $52 billion in damage across the board in the states. So you had the snowfall at the beginning of the year, right? And then we had the flooding in Mississippi. Then we had tornadoes, which is on record, I think somewhere from the 50s, over 554 people died because of the direct impact of those tornadoes. Now, 2011 had the most recorded disasters, large-scale disasters. I think there was 11 or 12. But cost-wise, the most expensive was 2005, when we had Katrina and Rita, and that was $150 billion. And that was primarily located down at the Gulf Coast. But it only had 5 large disasters to equal the mark of, or to come up with the mark of 150, opposed to the 12 that came up with $52 billion. So again, I'm giving you some stats and little information along those lines that it's really not going away. I mean, we have some crazy numbers out there that the Texas thing was just insane. But Bill just came back, so he'll have that extreme weather map up on the site sometime today. Also, there's a recap on the website, that's drhradio.net, if you want to go to the website for two things. Check out the new video for a recap of disasters worldwide, and also with this extreme weather map. Check that out. It's kind of enlightening, and it lends towards the preparedness end of it. So what we're in the Northeast region, what are we susceptible to? What kind of natural disasters do we have? And don't forget, we have the human element. So we're in a very high profile part of the United States and across the planet, really. New York City is like the big bullseye for those nut jobs across the water here out there in the Middle East. So we have a big target on our back. Any old two. So moving forward on the weather end of it, the dollar wise, again, like I said, you know, it's $52 billion, $150 billion. You know, who's going to be paying the tab here? So, you know, banking and insurance they're a tied industry together. So, being prepared, understanding your policies, and we're going to be having some guests on, not in the near future, somewhere in January, maybe early February, to discuss the standard policies that, you know, the average Joe that you and I have on what we could do to expand it, because it's really not that expensive to up your coverage, and but you don't want to have coverage in areas that you don't need coverage, and you might need another area. And where you live in the counties, when you're up in Westchester, you know, what do you need? What is your, you know, topography dictating what kind of disasters roll in your area or you're susceptible to? So we'll probably take a break in a second, and I just want to talk about a couple more things on the dollar wise when we get back, and we'll still rock and roll. All right, be right back.
When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need answers. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP is the answer. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP Restoration Company. Experience an emergency management. Our seasoned team of skilled professionals is ready to assess damages and restore your property to its pre-loss condition.
But what about insurance? Is it safe to stay? Do next.
Fire, smoke, water, or mold. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP restores your property and your peace of mind. To reach ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP anytime, visit at www.cppems.com. That's cppems.com, cppems.com. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP, servicing the New York Metro and Tri-State area.
Hi, I'm Ben Affleck in the movies, but for veterans like James Crosby and so many other brave men and women, his service and his sacrifice for our country are real.
Outside Baghdad, a rocket attack blew up my Humvee, killing one of my Marines and leaving me paralyzed.
When James returned home, he, like many others, was in no condition to cope and advocate for the services he needed. Fortunately, Paralyzed Veterans of America's trained experts were there to help him, so he could concentrate on getting well. For over 60 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has worked to ensure that our injured veterans get the medical, housing, and auto benefits they have earned.
I'm so thankful Paralyzed Veterans of America was there for me.
Surely those who sacrificed so much deserve no less. Join me in supporting our paralyzed veterans. Visit pva.org.
A public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I know it's tough to hear me with this firefighter's air pack on, but it's the only way I can be in this smoldering pile of ashes that was my office. And I could get in trouble. But I hope you won't make the same mistake I did, since at least one in four businesses that suffer this type of loss never reopen. So here goes. Just 3 days ago, we sat in this melted wreck of what used to be a conference room, talking about how good things were. Over there was the tech room. The fire's bad enough, but the water damage really gets me. Look, here's an article describing us as visionaries. I should have done our disaster plan, but with everything else, I just didn't see this coming. Visionaries, huh? Well, the good news is, at least the ashes can't burn down.
There'll always be a few fires to put out around the office, unless it's not around anymore. But when you have a disaster plan, you can adapt, recover, and stay in control. Go to Ready.gov and make your company's plan. Ready.gov. It's never too late to protect your business until it is. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett, every Tuesday, 1 1 to 2 p.m. WVNJ 1160. The Voice. Got some comments on the comments page. I really appreciate that. That's taking time out because I know it's kind of during the work hour, the lunch hour, I should say. One of those other things that stats that I get, National Center for Atmospheric Research, there is, you know, since 1970s, there is actually more water vapor over the oceans than in previous in the history of actually monitoring, if you will. Anyway, it's 4%, which leads to, you know, water is a fuel. It's a, you know, for power. One of the things we learned down there at the academy. Let's go to one of my questions I got from Marianne. It says, I appreciate this. It says, Chris, keep pounding at the message. These holiday tragedies certainly highlight the importance of your message with the Long Island fire, which there was a Long Island fire. There's a Staten Island fire. There was a ton of fires all over the place in the news lately. I don't know if you think about it, like if you buy a car, you know, you buy, you know, a car, and all of a sudden you see it all over the road. I don't know if it's like that or not, but for me, you know, the fires always stick out because it resonates because I'm part of that business. I'm a byproduct of that business. And so anyway, with the Long Island files, and as you mentioned, why this happened, but you do bring to light each week what we need to do to prevent these tragedies. Well, I appreciate that, Marianne. I have a fire extinguisher, and I still have the label on it, but until today, I read it because of you. Man, look at that. I'm getting a little kudos out here. Lila Lee, does the global warming effect add to the issues we are having with El Nino? And, they haven't, you know, the conversation that I had with one of these weather guys, and they like to keep it anonymous because, you know, they get kind of squirrely if you name their names on the radio. But there isn't, one guy says yes, the other guy says no. But have you really heard about this way before? I haven't heard about these two names until, you know, like I said, in the last 4 or 5 years. So direct effect, you know, that's still out for a debate or up for debate, I guess. You know, is it warm? We're having warmer season this year. But look at 365 days ago or 366 days ago, we had, you know, 2 feet of snow in the area. So it's the storms come in. When they do come in, they're more severe than they used to be. There's not a couple of inches anymore. So they say. I think we'll have some weather guys to prove me wrong or prove me right or whatever. But we'll have that in the near future too, because we're going to be our big year end what forecast for what we're going to have for the upcoming year with guests and so on and so forth. But let me continue with the comments page. We're still going to do the year review. We've got plenty of time today. Let me see. It says, Lorraine says, my prayers are with all the families that are dealing with the tragedies this time of year. Just heard of the news of the fire with the 3 children. That's up in Long Island, not Long Island, but in Stamford, Connecticut, with the 3 children and the grandparents. My elderly in-laws had an ember pop out of the fireplace and burn their couch last week. So, you know, so there it goes. You know, it's the fires are great. You know, fireplaces are fantastic. The warm, fuzzy feeling, you know, the little fireside chat, you know, with the Roosevelt way back in the day. I wasn't around then, by the way. But, you know, the fire is, you know, controlled. It's a good... It's a good mood swinger, you know. It's like watching a goldfish, watching a fish tank, you know, kind of the stresses, releases some of that stress, but it's, you know, also it could be very, very dangerous. Another one, it says, stop using real Christmas trees ago because I feel that the loss of the tree is detrimental to the environment. It gives me a sense of contributing to good health for everyone. So you have, there's two sides. Do you take the trees? You cut them down yourself, or you go buy them from the local guy down the street, or do you go with going purely green and green color only is getting a fake one? I think that's a preference right now. I think as you get older, you move away from that because there is maintenance. There is time to do with going out and getting a tree and picking one and say this one looks good, that one look good. So I guess that would be an American debate, if you will. So, you know, I'm still with the real tree, but I do understand the other side of going green and keeping the trees, keeping the real trees, up and growing and see how but they are Christmas tree farms. I do, you know, one stat from, my friend Andy Weisberg that I didn't mention when we talked about the Mississippi flooding, and Jerry Giesinger told me about this. I mean, you had 400 businesses that weren't out of business because of that flooding, and don't have the percentage yet back from who is up and running from those 400. I was down there not too long after the flooding, and the place was just devastated, as Joplin was, you know, and Joplin, you know, with the businesses and over 700 homes with those tornadoes, that was brutal, including a hospital. And we did talk about that with the battalion chief, Chief Philip Salomio from the Battalion 2 downtown. They had the Mount Sinai conference. I think that was December 8th and 9th. And that brought in some major players from across the country and also internationally talking about hospitals having, you know, they prepared for when a tragedy happens and a disaster, whether it's man-made or natural. And also with the, are they capable of handling mass trauma? And so that was an enlightening program. And also because of the makeup of the buildings, some old, some new. So are they compliant with building codes? And the fire officials able to walk the space and make sure everything is up to code? Because God forbid you have a tragedy while you're being cared for in a hospital. So that was a good show. And he's going to be a repeat guest because he's just got so a wealth of information, and that is helpful to our listeners. And so. With that, you know, this year in review, some of my guests far and wide. I had somebody call in from Japan regarding the tsunami, and that was I'll get to that. I do have another question. I got one from Carol. With all the confusion on the holidays, just want to point out that people please take time to watch your pets. They love to chew on wires. That's true. You know what? That is a very good point. You know, when you see, you think you've seen it all. I mean, I've had my my Christmas tree go up in flames, and I've had those jobs, and the overloading of the outlets. You know, people just keep on plugging it in, especially in the apartment buildings. They're underwired. The older buildings, one up in the Bronx that I had 2 weeks ago, that was an electrical fire, and it was due to overuse. The outlets were being exhausted, and frayed electrical appliance. So it happens, and at this time of year, it happens more because, you know, the weather changes, so it gets colder. So you're occupying your home more, and you're not getting out. So there's more apt to have accidents, if you will. But let's try to get into that recap about this past year. Let's just slide over this window here, and can't even do that. We got any assistance over here? Any assistance?
Where are you trying to go?
And we want to just go to my year review page here. I mean, I have a great memory, but not all that great. So the year in review for the show, and which, you know, we track the listenership and you track the podcasts and, you know, there's all types of measurements for the program. And, you know, I'm not all that good with it, you know, so obviously the radio station here does, and Bill also tracks. It's been pleasantly surprised. I didn't realize a lot of people would listen to little old me, but they actually do. And the comments page has been a very good barometer of the success of the program. And my guests, most of them are, like I said before, like myself, with the passion of, you know, getting. It sounds strange, like kind of gospel, but getting the word out of preparedness. And there's a lot of smart guys out there, you know, a lot of first responders who have and others who have degrees in disaster management from accredited colleges and academies and such like that. And I've been lucky to been introduced to them because of the program. Perfect example is, you know, Steve Winters, and, you know, he's in the private sector, but he worked for the Federal Emergency Management Agency in New York City and Jersey for quite a while. And, you know, the show, he and I discussed how the locals and the states work together and how a lot of post 9/11, information, how do the agencies work together? Obviously there was a breakdown in communications prior, but how things, and it costs a lot of money, by the way, but there's a lot of training going on, and it doesn't come to the forefront of the media. It's always about how we're not doing this and we're not doing that. And I understand about reporting about that because we want to make it a better society. We want to make things more prepared. And listen, citizens are out there working every single day. So first responders are out there training every day, whatever capacity that they work in. So what Steve given me the insight, which there was a lot of traffic that day regarding the, on the comments page regarding that program, because you and I, Joe Citizens, were, well, since I'm into this business now, the radio, I do get more information, but you're going about your business, you're not getting this information to give you the warm and fuzzies, if you will, about our society and our first responders, doing behind the scenes drilling and things along those lines. So that was a cool show. Meteor with my buddy Steve at from Ion Weather. That's a privately held, It's a private business, but he's been a weather newscaster since 1975, and that was a very upbeat, informative program. Again, it's 20 some odd minutes after the hour, and you can click on, you can have every station from 2 to 135, whoever has the news program on, it's going to be giving you the weather, so you can pretty much get the weather, and there'll be 1 degree difference. But what attributes to the weather, and why are we having extra rainfall, so on and so forth. So it was that was a great. I mean, I'm highlighting it like the year of view, and the show. I'm talking a mile a minute here. We're going to go to a break in a minute, but there's just so much stuff off this past year. That go to drhradio.net. That's drhradio.net. Sign up for the podcasts, because not all the shows are going to be interesting to you, but there might be one that hits home. I'll give you a perfect example is Jeremy Gruber from he's down in D.C. He was a Washington D.C. fireman for 20 some odd years. Retired, he's in the private sector now. He's got a company called Fire Station One, and he's talking to corporations, including government facilities, about CPR and first aid on the initial first responder type of first responder 101, if you will. Having a plan if people get injured at work, or also with the OSHA and first aid kits and AEDs. These things are important. But that could be something that where you were at work one day and a coworker fell ill or had a heart attack or whatever. I mean, that was a fantastic program. So that was September 13th of this past year. So again, sign up for the podcast and pick and choose what you want to listen to. It's purely up to you. But again, it's something that if you get some a little of intel, can go a long ways. And you never know. The sanitation worker in New York City helping that, driving by the other night and helping people get out of that fire. I mean, that's what it's about. And he learned it by just hanging out with a couple of guys from the fire department. So let's go to a break, pick up the remainder of the program and throw some more stuff at you, and we'll go from there.
If you missed part of today's program or you want to hear the show again, you can do so with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast. Just go to www.hradio.net, enter your email address, and the show will be delivered to your inbox. Keep you and your family safe by getting information on being prepared with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast, available at drhradio.net. When disaster comes into your ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP will find the visible and hidden damage caused by a fire or flood. With quick results and correctly applied damage mitigation protocols, ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP can time and get you back. Anytime disaster action to save your professional staff is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To reach ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP anytime, visit them on the web at www.cppems.com. That's cppems.com, cppems.com. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP, serve the New York Metro and Tri-State area.
America's wounded warriors, come home, battle in it. making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Katie Valentine's UFO Show. Watching strange visitors that come and go. The UFO Show with Katie Valentine. We're gonna travel through space and rocket through time. Exploring what is awesome but is logical. Could really be our own.
Are we really out here all alone? Find out on the UFO Show with Katie Valentine. Friends at 1 on WVNJ.
Hey, we're in the fourth quarter, winding it down. Disaster Recovery Hour every Tuesday between 1 and 2 p.m. And I am your host, Chris Bunkett. Listen, drhradio.net. That is drhradio.net. That is the website. Podcasts you can sign up for by putting in your email. It's no big deal. Again, like I said, you can pick and choose kind of the shows you want to listen to. I mean, I can't, you know, obviously, you know, five shows a month and the whole top of the year. But, you know, just trying to highlight, you know, I can't forget the instrumental person to the program is Andy Weitzberg. He's the president of the ACP out there on the island. You know, Andy has been dynamite information, great with ideas. And besides being a contingency planner, assets, he wears a lot of hats as much as he's just tapped in and wired into so many different people, and he's been great to the show. Along with Chris Green, you know, Chris Green's a good buddy of mine. He's down there in D.C. He works for a private industry that assists in the public sector. Who else I have? I'm not getting an award here. It's not the Emmys or whatever. But Felix Nader, also very important to the program. Felix is ex law enforcement with the Postal Service and understands the incidents of the human aspect that impact on when things go awry in the workplace. That just happened last week. It seems like every other couple of days or so, some nut job is not happy with their place of work, and they go up and they go bang bang and they do things. But you know, you also talk about why there's an increase in crime going on right now with robberies. You know, it's the economic downturn product. Any law enforcement will tell you that's what happens. Even with the housing market, you see a lot more arsons and property damage to get out from under. Like I said, the program's had some fantastic people. Go to the website, check it out. I know I'm hawking the program. That's what I should be doing. Some guys tell me that I'm not promoting myself enough. But I'm kind of low key on that end. The show has got good traction. Like I said, the ACP side of the contingency planning, you know, tools, whether it's paper or it's a physical, it's a certain radio that needs to be had. I get this very cool radio. I actually got to talk about that in the next couple of weeks. That charges with the solar power, and you crank it, and it's like one of those Swiss Army knives, but it's a radio. It's got all types of gadgets attached to it. In this day and age, we talk about, a lot of people talk about mold and the effects that it might have. Bruce Wolf from Garden State Environmental, Bruce is a good business associate of mine, very knowledgeable. And then we also, internationally, we had the police and fire games this past summer held here for the 9/11 10-year anniversary. We had a firefighter from Oslo who happened to be down the block when the Oslo bomb went off and the killings of those kids at that camp. He's a firefighter out there and wanted to get the perspective of is firefighting universal, or is it, or does it, or is it just, you know, the way Americans fight fire as opposed to the Europeans and so on and so forth? And there was a lot of common ground there. That was a show I actually got a little jacked up, so I kept on talking so fast, and it was a little difficult with the language barrier. And he was calling at, I think it was 8 hours ahead or 6 hours ahead. But that was, you know, that was good perspective. Again, you know, he saw firsthand of his country being attacked with a bomb. It was, you know, obviously homegrown terrorist over there. So that was, you know, there's a lot of cross-information parallels for our side, for being in New York City when he was talking with some of our 9/11 heroes. You know, more credible people, Lieutenant Steve Linder from the Hackensack Fire Department. We talked about preparedness on the smoke detectors and the carbon monoxides and you know, having your house in order, literally and physically, and also having a plan for escape routes. This is what we've had these fires this past week, these numerous fires, these house fires with tragedies. It's that information that constantly needs to be given out there. That's why your local first responders, they have the open houses, and they have brochures, or not brochures, but, you know, little pamphlets and things for you to read. It's got to be pounded. And we also had some this past with our Hurricane Irene hitting our area. You know, one of the frustrating things that the Passaic County and Essex and Sussex and Bergen County and Westchester County, you know, we experienced high flooding, and we also had issues with the power outages. With the Halloween, with the snow, you know, with the lack of response, or was there a lack of response on the power companies, the electric companies? And so we had some councilmen. We have Paul Kortz, who's a local Bergen County councilman. We talked about, you know, he was very entrenched with the PSE&G response for our area. I live not too far from him, but also with the flooding, we had a couple of candidates running for the 38th district here in Bergen County. Rich Goldberg, who was the mayor of Hawthorne, and Fernando Alonso, who was these guys were assembly candidates for the 38th district. We thought one of their main things on their platform was talk about, you know, the relief of flooding, because it's in the last 18 months we've had three or four major floods due to heavy rains and or lack of water management, and so that was one of the things they were trying to get out of the forefront on their campaign, and they didn't win. However, their opponents who wind up winning, they've taken that baton and are discussing it and talking about it in Trenton. The island didn't get hit the way, you know, because I got the information from Vinny and Kevin out there, Service Master of PDS, they didn't get hit the way we got hit. They still got hit, but not as severe with the flooding end of it. But there was areas that definitely got hit. So, you know, the year was very good. The show did well, if I may say so myself. Just got a couple minutes to go before our next program hits the airways. We talked one of the subjects was the elderly, and, you know, we have a growing aging population here, and the way things are done in their world is not the way things need to be done nowadays, because you just can't neglect your property. And that's, you know, that show would hit home for me, because I had just come from a job down in Central Jersey, and a woman who's been pretty much doing it her way for quite a while, and she's a spunky old gal, but, you know, you need to move with the times, and things can't be neglected, becomes hazardous, and so you wind up taking her out of the home because it wasn't no longer habitable. And this is something I wanted to talk about. You know, checking in with your grandparents, or if you're, you know, my age bracket, you know, your parents are a little older in their 70s and early 80s. They had a way of doing things that they're kind of stuck in doing it that way. So they need to, the focus needs to be redirected on, you know, getting with the times, if you will. And it's not a knock, it's just, it's a generation thing. So, It's about educating you guys or educating anybody where you can regurgitate what I'm saying. And let me tell you something. You got something to say? Come on to the comments page, and we'll talk about it. I have no issues by being enlightened with somebody who has information that's positive and we can get out there. You know, another comment from another listener is, as you talk about the older buildings, I'm curious about whether or not they have the same circuit breakers, overload switch, or the outlets. You know what? It's depending on the building and depending on the maintenance of that building, listener. It could be either way. That's you know, just because you rent an apartment doesn't mean you can't share that information. Say, listen, you might want to take a look at this electrical box that I have. I mean, the old tubes, and you know, some of these apartments have four circuits, and it's just not cut it, considering blow dryers and microwaves and numerous appliances. And now the average household has four different mobile devices that are being charged. So, you know, looking at your electric, and we're taxing the, you know, Danny from Academy Electric and Electrical Power Systems, who's going to one day be a chief of the fire department. We talk about it all the time about some of the jobs that he and I share with these fires is that, you know, the power is just being overutilized, if you will. It's, you know, I'm not giving you the proper terms, but those things need to be revisited on a yearly basis, just like your furnace, just like your hot water heater. Carbon monoxide is a killer. I just read it at the beginning of the program. These things just they need to be investigated and need to be looked at, because you're the homeowner, you're the business owner, you have a responsibility. Jesus, that's the end of the show. I've been rolling. I didn't even realize that it was the end of the program. Listen, I hope everyone enjoyed their holiday. We still have a couple days left of the new year. Have a happy new year. I got 45 seconds, and God bless our country. I know Iraq. That's my opinion. It's imploding again. It's a crazy thing over there. But let's get the guys out of Afghanistan. The women and men are doing our great service of serving our country and protecting us. God bless our country, and be safe. We'll see you soon. Take care.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are solely those of the host and not necessarily those of the station, its ownership, management, or staff.
Your news talk and information station, The Voice, 1160 WVNJ, Oakland, New Jersey, and WVNJ.com.